Welcome back to 613 Ramban. This second Aliyah in Parshas Vayechi continues the dialogue that Yaakov and Yosef had, specifically revolving around Ephraim and Menashe being told that they're going to be like Reuven and Shimon, and Yosef being asked to please bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. In the process of at that request, Yaakov reviews the fact that he was traveling and Rachel, Yosef's mother, dies. And the way it's framed is that Yaakov was unable to bury her in the appropriate, most appropriate place, which would be the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and rather he buried her in Ephras. The Ramban points out that it seems a little strange. At the end of the day, the amount of travel time between where she died and Ma'aras HaMachpelah is about a half-day travel. He points out it could be he was loaded down with children and with livestock and would take quite some time. But he goes on to say, I believe, Shahu Eladir Hitznatzlis, that really this was just an excuse. And really even, of course, and Yosef knew that she died there. What was really going on over here? So he says that really it's just an excuse, and really Yaakov just felt uncomfortable burying two sisters side by side. It was something that he felt a little ashamed of. It was something that was appropriate at the time, but it was something that he was ashamed of, and he didn't feel comfortable being buried to two sisters, and therefore he allows himself to be buried with his first wife, which is Leah, and not his second wife, Rachel, and that's why Rachel is buried on the side of the road. It's a fascinating approach. Of course, the Midrashim tell us, and the Midrashim that the Ramban quotes as well, the Midrashim tell us that Rachel is buried on the side of the road for the sake of the future Jewish people who are going to be exiled from the land, and they stop on the side of the road to go daven near Rachel. And the Midrash tells us, based on a pasuk, that Rachel's plea to Hashem is heard, and God promises Rachel to stop crying, and Hashem will ultimately take and bring the children back from Galus, bring them back from exile, and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. We should see that day, b'mehar v'yameinu, speedily in our days. Have a wonderful day.